Thank you, Mr. Chair, for your revised text and leadership of us. The first point we wanted to make was to agree with Germany, Norway, and Brazil just now that this characterization is about understanding the scope of our work and discussions. This is not about what is lawful or unlawful, what it was banned or not banned. So I think that's a really important point, and just really appreciate colleagues confirming that understanding. We also wanted to propose, like a number of other colleagues, Japan, Sweden, Israel, you know, to add identify, you know, before select and engage. So can identify, select, and engage a target? And we wanted to expand a little bit on this rationale. This is something that has been part of the group's efforts to achieve consensus in the past. I just would recall the 2019 GG report where the GG found consensus on the formulation that the role and impacts of autonomous functions and the identification, selection, and engagement of target are among the essential characteristics of weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of laws, which is of core interest to the group. And I think the most important point from the U.S. perspective is that conceptually we want to talk about how the identification of a target should be is in fact already regulated by IHL, and what measures are necessary as people are developing autonomous functions to identify targets, what measures are necessary to implement IHL requirements and ensure we avoid unintended engagements, you know, like I think our distinguished colleague from Brazil was talking about with regard to defensive systems. So I think that would be our proposal to support the proposal to add identify before selecting engage. Another comment we have, another suggestion, is on the lethality issue. And we read the definition of lethality in the footnote and understood, I think, where it was coming from. You know, to us, an immediate reaction was that it seemed to define lethal weapon systems as systems that are both lethal and non-lethal, right? Because there's an or at the end of the clause. It refers to death, injury, destruction, or damage to persons or objects. And this seemed to us to be a bit awkward. So I think we wanted to propose to the group a potentially different compromise approach. So we understood there to be a very good discussion and debate among colleagues about lethality and whether lethality is a recognized concept under IHL. You know, I think there were a divergence of views that were expressed on this. Some took the view that lethal weapons are not a category, and others took the view that they are a well-established category under IHL. I think in the past, in the GG, there has been consensus that we are focused on the IHL rules governing attacks. And I think that's one of the points our Panamanian colleague mentioned, you know, the importance of respecting those rules, distinction, proportionality, precautions, and attack. And so I think that was our idea, is to use the notion of attack, and we're talking about weapons that can be used in an attack, that can be used to carry out an attack, and potentially, you know, we would propose this to the group as a potential solution to address the lethality issue. So instead of a footnote, I think the proposal we would offer for consideration is to add after target as part of an attack. So the idea would be a lethal autonomous weapon system can be characterized as a weapon system that, after activation, can identify, select, and engage a target as part of an attack. And so that would communicate we're talking about something that is regulated under IHL, that's a very well-established concept and rule, and we're talking about weapons that can really be used in these circumstances. So tying back, I think, to the core objectives and purposes of the CCW. So we did want to offer that as a potential approach, to alternative approach to addressing the lethality issue. I think the next comment we wanted to come in on was the phrase without further human intervention. The prior, we discussed this in our prior session this year. And I think my delegation strongly expressed the view that by the without further intervention by the human operator, you know, was the more clear and precise formulation. I think our Australian colleagues made a very important point. This clause is something that has the effect of, it's a negative condition. So the broader this clause is, the narrower the definition is. And our concern is by putting a vagueness here, we actually introduce a potential loophole where somebody could say, well, there was human intervention, therefore is not a laws. And I think the Australian colleague noted something which is certainly unintended, which is the notion that somebody who is a victim or a target of the laws would therefore provide the human intervention and thereby take it out of the definition. So, you know, from our perspective, it would be very important to clarify that we're talking about intervention in the operation of the system. You know, we're talking about intervention by the human user. I think in the spirit of compromise and flexibility, I think we would be willing to accept without further intervention by the human user as a formulation that I understand the ICRC has also proposed and accepted. But we do think it's important to really make this concept clear and objective, you know, so we don't introduce concepts that in our characterization that will create a loophole that will be problematic in making an effective instrument, which I know we all want. So the next point that we wanted to come in on was, I think, your second footnote. And here, I think we wanted to also address, I think, one of Norway's comments. We actually thought the idea in the second footnote, footnote two, could be integrated into the second paragraph in a way. And so I'll just propose what we would propose to add to the second paragraph instead of the second footnote. So the phrase that we would propose to add would be just to take the second paragraph as is and to add after measures, including potential exclusions from the scope of such instrument or options. Or other measures or options, including potential exclusions from the scope of such instrument or options. And we think this would really accomplish what was intended to be accomplished, you know, by the second footnote, but do so in a way that's more direct and integrated with a good idea in the second paragraph. And I think it's an important idea that there is consensus on. We need to be iterative in our approach, coming back and forth to and revisiting this concept in the context of defining an instrument, and without prejudice to exclusions that may be developed for a variety of reasons, including because particular weapon systems are already subject to detailed regulation under international law. Apologies for coming in with so many thoughts, but really, thank you for your leadership and this revised text, and look forward to further discussions. I thank you, Mr. Chair.